Good morning. It's Friday, May 1st, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a surge in smartphone demand is boosting one of the world's biggest tech giants. Apple reported a 17% jump in quarterly sales, reaching $111 billion, with China leading growth at 28%. Outgoing CEO Tim Cook called demand for the iPhone 17 extraordinary, describing it as the most successful launch in the company's history. While iPhone sales soared, other products like Macs and wearables remained steady, though a lower-cost MacBook Neo is gaining traction. Cook also highlighted upcoming AI upgrades integrated into Siri, emphasizing privacy-focused innovation. As leadership prepares to shift to John Ternus later this year, Apple's strategy signals steady growth with cautious expansion into artificial intelligence. Another news. An Oscar statuette has vanished mid-journey, turning a routine flight into a mystery. Filmmaker Pavel Talonkin says his Academy Award went missing after airport security forced him to check it in at New York's JFK Airport. The award, won for the documentary Mr. Nobody Against Putin, was placed in a box by airline staff before the flight to Germany, but never arrived. Airline Lufthansa says it is conducting an urgent internal search and has apologized for the incident. Talonkin, who often travels with the Oscar for screenings, had previously carried it without issue. As the search continues, the case highlights the unusual risks even iconic awards face in transit. Around the world, tensions are rising again along a volatile border. Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon have killed at least 9 people, including children, according to the health ministry. The attacks come less than 2 weeks into a fragile ceasefire following recent negotiations. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun condemned the strikes as violations, citing ongoing destruction and civilian casualties. Israel has warned residents in several villages to evacuate ahead of further military action. The situation underscores the instability of the ceasefire, with both sides accusing each other of breaches. As tensions mount, the risk of renewed escalation remains high in the region. Another news. A drone strike's aftermath is creating a new crisis beyond the battlefield. In the Russian port city of Tuapse, residents have been told not to drink tap water after an attack on an oil refinery triggered environmental damage. Authorities say the strike caused fires, oil spills, and elevated toxic levels in the air, prompting school closures and emergency measures. Cleanup crews have already removed thousands of cubic meters of contaminated material. Health officials are urging people to stay indoors and rely on bottled water. The incident reflects Ukraine's strategy of targeting energy infrastructure, but also highlights the environmental and civilian costs that can linger long after the explosions stop. Another news. A familiar flashpoint is back at the center of global diplomacy. China has warned the United States that Taiwan remains the biggest risk to bilateral relations. During a call with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi urged Washington to respect Beijing's core interests. The conversation comes ahead of a possible summit between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping later this month. While both sides signaled openness to dialogue, the warning highlights ongoing tensions over Taiwan's status. As diplomatic efforts continue, the issue remains a key test of stability between the world's two largest powers. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.